want to read two portions of scripture with you this morning, please. And the first scripture reading is in John's Gospel, chapter 1, please. John's Gospel, chapter 1, where you're finding the place. I thank David for his invitation to be with you once again, and to Sam for his words of welcome. And the good Lord bless you and his word to all our hearts this morning, for his dear name's sake. John's Gospel, chapter 1, and verse number 43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. First came the finding, and then secondly came the command, Follow me. I want to turn you, please, to the 21st chapter of John's Gospel. And in this tremendous chapter, the Lord Jesus had appeared to a number of his disciples. And on that occasion, he challenged Peter concerning his love for his Lord. And then in verse number 18 of John's Gospel, chapter 21, after he had challenged Peter and given Peter the commission to go out and to feed his sheep and to feed the lambs, he saith in verse 18, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and gather thee whither thou wouldst not. This spake he signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And Jesus saith unto him, If I will not he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Now notice the three words. Follow thou me. Follow thou me. And this is what I want to speak to you this morning on. Following the Lord. Following Jesus. He said to Nathanael, or to Philip, Follow me. He says to Peter with emphasis, Follow thou me. It doesn't matter to you or me what another brother or sister is called upon to do. The Lord just draws nigh to each one of us individually, and he says, Follow thou me. And men have always followed someone. Men have followed great historical characters like Napoleon Bonaparte. And he led a whole army to destruction at Waterloo. Adolf Hitler rose to be Chancellor of Germany. And through his policies, he brought about the Second World War, which brought death and destruction to millions and millions of souls. So it all depends on who you follow. But some men follow sportsmen and sportswomen. And some people make sport their idol and their very God. And we're seeing this in England today. May England is going to play in the final of the European Cup. And thousands upon thousands will be tuned in to see how they fare on the football field. And many, you know, have followed political leaders to their destruction. And many have followed religious leaders to their eternal destruction. So it's very important whom we follow. Because Matthew tells us in chapter 15 and it's verse number 14. And this verse is very well known. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, what is the result? Both shall fall into the ditch. You see, men have always followed someone. And it's very important whom we follow. But if we follow blind leaders of the blind, the serious outcome will be that we will fall into the ditch. But in a spiritual sphere, it is very, very important whom we follow. You know, you can follow the ways of the world. And you can follow the God of this world, Satan. And you can follow him to your eternal destruction. And if you or we decide to follow the unsaved crowd in life, you need to ask yourself one simple question. And the question is this: do I really want to go where the crowd is heading? Because remember, if we blindly follow leaders who are blind, we will fall into the ditch and to our eternal destruction. Or beloved, we can follow our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the pathway to victory and to eventual glory. How do we follow him? We follow him willingly as his sheep. He comes close to his own and he says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. And they follow me. They follow me. And you know, we follow him wholly, as some of his servants did, whose testimony in the scriptures we have. For example, Caleb, he wholly followed the Lord. And God's servants follow him. They follow him wholly, completely, and entirely. And the Lord says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant, also my servant be. And if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. We can follow the Lord. We can follow him willingly as sheep. We can follow him wholly as his servants. We can follow him gladly as one of his redeemed. And it's a wonderful thing. For you know, whenever the Lord Jesus performed many miraculous cures and wonders, for example, giving blind men their sight. Take, for example, blind Bartimaeus. And Jesus, after he had said unto him, after he had given him sight, he says, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. But what did the man do? What did Bartimaeus do? And immediately he received the sight and he followed Jesus in the way. And he followed him gladly because of what the Lord had done for him. And we can follow him promptly as his disciples. And when the disciples brought their ships to land, they forsook all and they followed him and they became his disciples. And here you see the Lord at the beginning of his ministry. He's standing on the shores of Galilee and he's looking out and he's seeing the fishermen, and they're busy with their boats, and suddenly he says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And at that command they forsook all and they followed him, and they did it promptly. There was no hesitation. Immediately they left their nets, they left the ships, and they followed the Lord. And you know, we can follow him lovingly as his blessed children. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Remember this, we are following one who loved us and sent his Son into this world to redeem us and to give us life and life eternal. We love him because he first loved us. Now, why should we follow the Lord? We should follow the Lord because of who he is. And this is a faithful saying, and it's worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And we should follow him because he's the only Savior. And there's no other Savior. And there's no other mediator between God and man but the man Christ Jesus. And he redeemed us by the shedding of his own precious blood. And we should follow him because he's the only Savior and he's the only Redeemer of our souls. And we should follow him because he's the all-powerful Savior and he's the all-powerful Lord. If you look at Matthew, and it's the last chapter in Matthew, this is what we are told. In verse 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Why should we follow the Lord? Because he's the only Savior and Redeemer of our souls. Because he's the only powerful Savior and Lord who commissioned us to go in to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we should follow him because he is the everlasting Lord, the Lord of glory, and herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. And he comes to us, and he draws nigh to us, and he says to us, lovingly, tenderly, graciously, follow me. And we follow him because of who he is. And we follow him because of what he is able to do. He is able to save from sin and from hell's destruction. He's able to deliver us from the broad road that's going down to eternal destruction and translate us into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. He is able to deliver thee. And he is able to provide us with peace and joy and happiness. And he does it through the work of the cross. He made peace on the cross by the shedding of his precious blood. And he gives to me his own joy and his own happiness. And he ever lives to make intercession for us. And he helps us in our times of need. Why should we follow the Lord? Because of who he is. Why should we follow the Lord? Because of what he is able to do for us. He's able to save us to the uttermost. And he's able to pray for us. And he's able to help us in all our times of need. Are we following the Lord? I want to look at some personalities now who followed the Lord. We've already noted that Caleb wholly followed the Lord. While all the rest of the nation was wanting to go back to Egypt, a type of the world, Caleb was faithful. He was steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord in his day. And he was going to go on with the Lord. He was going to follow him to the promised land and to the promised blessing. You remember Ruth? She was a Moabitess. She married a son of Naomi who passed away. And Naomi hears that there's food again, there's plenty, back in Bethlehem. And she wants to go back. And she says to her sons-in-law, or to her daughters-in-law, return. Go back to your own family. And perhaps you'll find husbands in your own land. And Ruth says, entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge, and thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. And she's going to follow the whole way. Will we follow Jesus all the way? You remember David? He's fleeing from Absalom, and he has found his way to the cave. But thank God there were a number of mighty men resorted to him, and these men dedicated themselves to David. And they followed him. And they maintained him until he was restored to his throne. They followed courageously. These men were soldiers of the cross. And what a wonderful type we have of the soldiers of the cross today. Just as David's mighty men were faithful to him, in this kingdom today, you and I, who are soldiers of the cross, we can be equally as faithful to our David. Greater than King David. Great David's greater son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Follow him. We can, you know. And when you come into the New Testament, you'll find personalities that followed the Savior. You remember Matthew. He was a tax collector. And boy, he wasn't liked by his own people. And when sitting at the tax desk, the Savior's passing by, and he just looks at him and he says, follow me. And what did Matthew do? Oh, friends, he left the old occupation behind. And he's following the Master. He's following his Lord. He left all and followed him. And he called Peter and the disciples. And he said, follow me and I will make you to be fishers of men. Wonderful, you know. And sometimes when you read through the list of his disciples, you'll come upon one called Simeon the Zealot. He had political ambitions, but he left them all to follow the Lord. Did you know? And let me say this, friends. It doesn't matter what you forsake in this world. For the sake of the Savior, remember this, you'll be well rewarded in glory. For God is no man's debtor. Whatever you forsake here, you'll get more than 100-fold in glory. And then you remember the Apostle Paul. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul, and we read some, it's chapter 3, and I want to read this for you. And this is really wonderful. For Paul, after he got saved, he went out to serve the Lord, whom he had once persecuted. And he said this, in verse 9 of chapter 3 of Philippians, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though that I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Friends, I want you to see this. Here is this man. And what he wants to know, he wants to know the Lord. He wants to know and to follow him more and more. Here's a man who had given up everything for Christ. He says in verse 5 of chapter 3 that he was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel. And you can see what he was. He was of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews. As touching the law, he was a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. And here when you read this man's biography, you can see the traditional. He was circumcised the eighth day. You can see the tribal. He was of the stock of Israel and of the tribe of Benjamin. And you can see the national. And you can see, dear friends, the intellectual. He was an Hebrew of the Hebrews. And you can see the Pharisaical. As touching the law, a Pharisee. But you can also see the moral. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness of the law, blameless. But those things, now that he came to know Christ and to follow them, he counted them but dumb. He counted them but loss for the knowledge of Christ. He was determined to follow his Lord. Now, how do we follow the Lord? Are you following me now? Why should we follow the Lord? Personalities who follow the Lord. But you and me, how should we follow the Lord? Well, we should follow the Lord willingly. Willingly. And we should follow the Lord wholly, completely, entirely. Lives consecrated to Him. And we follow the Lord willingly and wholly by loving and obeying Him. If you love me, Christ says, then keep my commandments. And this is what He requires of him, by loving Him and simply by obeying Him. Are we prepared to do this? If you love me, keep my commandments. I think Paul wrote the epistle to the Hebrews. And I think that he brought this clearly out in Hebrews chapter 5 and verses 8 and 9. And we read, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world as a man, as God manifest in the flesh. He was the God-man. And he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. And he became the author of eternal salvation to all that obey him. And how do you and I obey the Lord, or follow the Lord? By loving and obeying Him, just as He loved His Father and obeyed the Father. For He always did those things which were pleasing to Him. No wonder the Father rent the heavens and said, this is my beloved Son, hear ye Him. And we should follow His example. And we follow Him willingly and lovingly by living a life faithfully following Him. You remember Antipas in the book of the Revelation. He followed the Lord fully and he was faithful unto death. He lived a life of obedience to the gospel. And this is how you and I should live. Loving and obeying Him. Living a life faithfully following Him. A life of obedience to the gospel. We are to go out and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. What a message. And by telling others about Him. Following the Lord will lead you to find others for Him. And it will lead you to the poor and to the needy. And it will mean working for His kingdom. You see, we are not called to become lazy. No, no. We are called to work. The Lord Jesus says, I work and hitherto my Father worketh. And you and I should follow His example. Work for the day that is coming. And let me tell you, dear friend, we need to be up and working because the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Fourthly and finally, what does all this mean to you and me personally? Will you determine to follow the Lord today? Well, if you're determined to follow the Lord as He has called you to follow Him, I'll tell you what it will mean for you. Matthew 16 and verse number 24. And Jesus saith unto His disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Are we prepared for this? It begins with commitment and self-denial. It begins with the great truth that you and I are crucified with Christ. We have been buried with him and risen together with him in newness of life. And to follow him and to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. And if you love him, you will follow him. And will follow him all the way. All the way home. And you know, it will solve many problems in life if we learn to follow him. It will solve the problem of resentfulness that there is in many Christian lives. It will solve the problem of children. And sadly today, there's so much problems in families concerning children. But if we learn to follow the Lord and his word, it will solve these problems. And it will solve the problem of being chained to sin. Because whom the Lord sets free will be free indeed. It will set us at liberty to walk with him and to serve him boldly, courageously, and with full commitment. And it will solve the problem, that we say, of professional jealousy. And there is tremendous jealousy amongst believers. Jealous of one another's success. Whether it's in business or in the pulpit. Jealous because someone has a bigger following than someone else. When we learn to follow the Lord, it will save all these problems. And finally, come with me, and I want to point this out as I finish. And it's 1 Peter, please, on chapter 2. 1 Peter and chapter 2. And verse number 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps. Now Peter said, or now the Lord Jesus Christ said to his own, follow me. And on one occasion to Peter, he said with emphasis, follow thou me. Apply it to yourself, make it personal. And then Peter saith this, that we should follow his steps. Now be careful with the phrase, follow his steps. Because I have heard some people put in, follow in his steps. As a matter of fact, someone wrote a book entitled, Following in his Steps. Now, I have to confess, friends, and I confess it openly, that I have failed miserably at times to follow in my master's steps. I have never yet followed the master straight for straight. I've broken down somewhere. I've stayed on the bypath meadow somewhere. And his steps went on straight, and mine went to the left, and it went to the right. Until through repentance, I came back again to following his steps. And I can see his steps laid out all the way to glory. But not even the Apostle Paul could say, not that I have attained, but I press toward the mark. And we're all trying as Christians to press toward the mark. We're following his steps, sadly not in his steps. And I'm forced to admit that I have failed to follow in his steps. But thank God, as Peter says, follow his steps. His steps are clear and plain for all of us to follow. The Lord comes this morning and he says, follow me. God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. And it challenges our hearts. And Lord, we pray that you will teach us each one to follow thy steps. To follow after thee. And so we just pray for this congregation this morning. And whoever will hear this message. That it will be a blessing to all. And an encouragement to follow the Master. To follow the Master in his steps. God bless you. Amen. (Clears throat)